two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Small businesses bring Utah together. They inspire goodness and connect communities. These are their stories from Mighty Main Street, brought to you by the Utah Office of Tourism and Visit Salt Lake. Here's our host, Chris Redgrave, on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Mighty Main Street is a business show about our small businesses in Salt Lake County and the state of Utah. These extraordinary business owners share their journeys of how they're thriving in today's business environment. Visit Salt Lake and Utah Office of Tourism make this program possible. Thank you so much for joining me on Mighty Main Street. So I have Chris Moss with me, and he is a co-owner of the Stateroom, along with Darren Pacoli. And Chris, thank you so much for being with us. I can't wait to find out what's going on. I know that we're on the other side of this situation and that we're getting a lot of concerts and stuff are coming to town. So thank you so much for joining us on Mighty Main Street. And let's jump right in and find out what's the latest with the Stateroom.
Well, I'm so happy to be here with you, Chris. Thanks for having me
My
back
pleasure.
On. Now, when you say the situation that we just dealt with, are you referring to that pandemic thing?
Yeah, COVID. I know. I hate to even say the word anymore because I'm so excited about being on the other side of it. I went to Les Mis last night. Chris, so my husband and I, it was the first time that we've been in a situation like that, and I was so comfortable, and it was so enjoyable, and it was so beautiful. And, you know, part of the beauty of it, besides it being just an incredible production, was just being around people again.
No, that's a great point, and it does feel like over the last, I don't know, 100-plus days, we've been kind of all on this nice, kind of consistent, positive trajectory of feeling like we can get back out there and not having to take this sort of roller coaster ride up and down, and it sure feels nice to be getting way back into those things like you mentioned, and gathering has always been kind of the most important part for me in terms of the line of work I'm in, presenting live music. It's always been about, of course, the art and the music of it all, but the gathering is really for me what it's always been about, and this pause in the action has reminded me of that even more so, and maybe for others as well. I mean, our last show at the clubs and theaters and so forth was March of 2020. And as surreal as it seems to think that that is the reality of it, it almost feels like it was intentional in some ways. I know that's probably overthinking it, but I feel like the pause has helped many of us continue to reevaluate things and cherish those moments that we can get together.
You know, Chris, I think that's so perfectly said. I couldn't agree with you more. And I tell you, I've heard more positive comments about what we've learned from the pandemic and how it's changed us in very positive ways. In fact, we just got off the phone with your friend at Red Butte, Derek. And so we were talking about some of the mindful things that they're doing up at Red Butte and how they're just sold out. Yeah, like doing yoga in the park. It's like yoga at the Red Butte Gardens, and these cool mindful tours of being outdoors, and they're actually being led by people that are, you know, teaching us to listen to nature. It sounds kind of crazy, but anyway, you know, it's tribal in all of us. This is what we do. This is how we survived all this time. I mean, when your neighbor had bounty and your crop didn't produce, you depended on people around you in order to be sustained and to live. And so to come together, I love your term gathering. It's just as natural to us as the day is long.
No, you're spot on. I have this vivid memory of a woman, Gabrielle Hunter, who does some graphic design work for us. We were at a brew pub middle of March last year, and it was all starting to happen. This was sort of the day when schools were closing and the NBA was shutting down, and it was just sort of this big wave coming. And she started to tear up, and I'm like, well, what's going on? You know? And she's like, I'm pre-missing everyone. And I was like, what? You know, and I've thought about that often because what if we had known that we were going to have to shut this thing down for a year plus? What would we have done to lead into it, right? And that idea of pre-missing people, oh my gosh, now looking back on it, it was so poignant and spot on. And we're really starting to get fired up to get back into it. You know, outdoor shows are going to be a prominent thing all around the country and here in Utah for sure. We got a couple shows up at Deer Valley that we're excited about. Obviously the Red Butte series is going to be spectacular and other outdoor things. And then for us in the clubs, the State Room, and the Commonwealth Room, you know, we've kind of been in this mode of let's sort of be a little bit more patient getting indoors. The outdoor stuff, people getting back out there, it feels a bit more natural, I think, to the majority of folks. And, you know, we're probably targeting a September, maybe a couple things before that to get started. But we're in the process of putting together a real strong team of staff members and other industry leaders in our umbrella that will be great to come back with. And I wouldn't be surprised between now and the end of 2021 that we knock down probably 40 shows indoors at the clubs or something like that, if you can believe it.
Chris, give our listeners a chance to tell them where this inspiration came with you and Darren and getting the State Room going in the first place. And how long have you been doing this?
He and I have both independently been in the concert business for over 20 years each. We had been friends. We both grew up back east and kind of had mutual friends here that over the years became crossing paths more often. And we both share affinity for New England sports teams and all that fun stuff. And, you know, back in 2008, he kind of gave me a call and said, hey, we're doing some stuff similarly. Why don't we grab lunch and have a chat? And over a bowl of soup, we kind of matched visions and interests in this line of work and really kind of began to see, wow, we see it pretty similarly. And I kind of went back to that whole idea of, boy, people together, that really is something special about it. And this was at the time when the Zephyr Club had closed. We kind of realized if we were going to forge a path in the marketplace, to have a venue would be pretty critical to it. And I was taking a lunch at the Bayou and walked out and saw this big sign across the old children's theater. And next thing you know, called the number and start poking around at it. And that was in 2008. And we opened in April 1st of 2009. And again, at that time, we were probably, I think, just trying to figure out how to get people in there, sell a couple tickets, sell a couple drinks, have some music on stage, and did that without even thinking what it might look like 10 years later. And I look back on it now, it's boy, it feels pretty darn cool to be able to give a spot to people and to musicians and to the community that feels pretty positive. I'm proud of what we've been able to pull off. And I'm also really kind of grateful for the support throughout this pandemic as well. You know, we've had people from all walks of life pick up the phone, send random emails, support us on a few different fundraising things, just giving us that little extra kick in the butt to say, you know, make it through, guys. We want you back. And that certainly hasn't gone unnoticed.
I would love to hear about the support that you received either from the feds or locally. And we'll just do that on the other side of the break, Chris, because I know that I think we have so much to be grateful for, that we not only live in this country, but we're in this incredible state of Utah. And I think a lot of people really stepped forward to support our small business community, including this program. So as soon as we get on the other side of the break, Chris, I want to hear more about that. Thank you so much, Chris, for joining us. I have Chris Motz with me, and he's a co-owner of the State Room. We'll be right back.
If you want to hear this interview again, download the KSL News Radio app or listen anywhere you find great podcasts. Just search Mighty Main Street. We're coming right back on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.